Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today, we're going to talk about detoxing foods during the winter months. And it is winter here in Minnesota, and we are cold. And this is a good time for us to cleanse our bodies, because unless you're out there getting winter sports, you're kind of grasping on to some extra calories during the winter while we stay inside. And a little bit of extra toxins getting tossed into our system and not really getting pushed out as they would in the summer. So, let us see. The first thought about detoxing is we want to find food that's local and in season. Well, that's kind of hard for us here in Minnesota because everything is frozen. So, we're going to have to pick up some of our detox foods from the grocery. And what we want to do is we want to buy the food that has the highest amount of nutrients during that season. So we don't want frozen and we don't want canned. We want the fresh stuff over in the green section and the vegetable aisles and with the lettuce and the celery and the carrots. We want these things because we're going to cleanse out our system this winter. In the summertime, we could go to the farmers markets and get a lot of our fresh vegetables from our farmers. And that's excellent. But now that it's winter, we'll just kind of try to get some fresh stuff from the grocery store. Now, here is some of the detox foods that I think are very delicious and nutritious. It really helps with detoxifying the problem areas and providing antioxidants for the protections that we need against all these toxins and free radicals that we get in our body from all these processed foods that we take in and these GMO foods that we take in. We got to get rid of all these toxins and free radicals. So let's get started. Collard greens. Collard greens are high in antioxidants. They have vitamins B, E, A, and C, and they help get rid of some of the unnecessary minerals that we don't need in our body as much. I like collard greens. I pretty much eat all greens. I love salads, so I'll put spinach in there, romaine lettuce, the regular head lettuce that we see in the grocery stores. I'll add a lot of those and pretty much all colors that I can get in the green aisles. I just love my salads taste fabulous. Garlic. We're always talking about garlic. If we pound anything into your brain, it's that garlic is fantastic for our bodies. So this garlic is responsible for many health benefits and really helps cleanse the system and keep these bacteria out of your body, the unhealthy ones. And you can use that on all your meals. We use garlic on pretty much everything we eat. So let's chat about almonds. Do you like almonds? Did you know almonds not actually a nut, but it's actually a fruit from the almond tree? They are very high in vitamin E. And they help get rid of some of the minerals that we don't so much need during the winter as well, and helps flush our system. Cauliflower. Cauliflower is great, and it's been studied as an anti-cancer benefit. It also activates detoxification for enzymes. and it just helps boost our detox level capacity in the body, really getting rid of our extra sugars and our caffeines and our salts, the processed foods that we take in. Ginger, turmeric, cumin, pepper, fennel. These spices play a vital role in detoxification. Kale. This is a good superfood. It detoxes and enhances nutrients. Kale is amazing. We've got some more to go. So we're still in our grocery aisle. Did you grab your list? Did you make a little list? Let's see. These are detoxing foods. So we got the collard greens, the garlic, the almonds, the cauliflower, the ginger, cumin pepper, fennel, and now we have lentils. And lentils, they are a soluble and insoluble fiber. So they're going to cleanse you and protect you. Perfect for stabilizing the blood and sugar and supporting the intestines during your detox. So lentils are fabulous, and I actually enjoy lentil soup. I think it tastes fantastic. And we are on to beets. Beets. I don't eat too many of those, but these provide antioxidants and help detox your body. And they're full of nutrients. It's kind of keeping you balanced while you detox and wash everything out. How about onions? One of my favorites. I eat a lot of onions. And a lot of the nutrients actually come from the outer layers of the onion. And it's high in vitamin C and magnesium, has vitamin B6 and B9. And it's just excellent for helping us detox our body. And I know when I eat a lot of onions, I really washing out my system. So let's chat on lemons and limes. Rich in vitamin C, these citrus fruits have a lot of compounds that are strong for antioxidants and anti-cancer properties. And we're just gonna help our bodies boost that immune system as well as flush out the toxins that we don't really need in our bodies. How about some cabbage? Yeah, I eat cabbage. I do. Not all the time, but I do. This has excellent antioxidant properties. And this is a wintertime food. And it's excellent for anti-cancer. And it's fabulous for detoxing your body. And let's think. Apples. Apple is a fruit that we can get pretty much any time in the grocery store. Has a lot of nutrients and antioxidants. It's high in fiber and vitamin C. And these apples just help enormously and help cleanse the system. And so with that winter detoxing program, you can take your list to the grocery store and just buy a few of these items and help your system stay clean throughout the winter months while we're a little bit more lethargic and watching our movies and staying warm. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say mi gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.